In today's Culture Couch story, we'll meet Ty Sutton, the new president and CEO of the Victoria Theatre Association. On February 28th, the VTA will be announcing its first shows of the 2019-2020 season, and it will be one of Sutton's first big Dayton moments. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds has more.
I'm sitting in the orchestra level of the Schuster Center with Ty Sutton, the new president and CEO of the Victoria Theatre Association. We're watching a lot of stagehands and people in headsets run around, trying to transform a bare stage into a Broadway set.
We're actually actively loading in The King and I today, so we've got a huge Broadway musical arriving and got lots and lots of semi-trucks up outside and trying to get them all into the building in about 8 hours, and that's sort of the joy of theater.
In addition to The King and I at the Schuster, there's a ballet at the Victoria Theater and a children's program at the PNC Arts Annex. The VTA also rents space to arts groups, like the Human Race Theater Company, which is putting on Around the World in 80 Days at the Loft Theater.
I think actually every single performance space we have has something in it today, whether that's rehearsal or loading in shows. That's pretty normal for us, actually. There's a lot of audience, almost 400,000 visitors a year, so we stay busy.
Sutton has been on the job just shy of 6 months. Before Dayton, he ran the Performing Arts Center at Butler University in Indianapolis. Before that, he opened a new building in Texas and oversaw the building of an arts center in Colorado.
You know, Dayton wasn't on my mind. And what got me interested in Dayton was, first of all, we have really incredible facilities. You know, I look at a city like Indianapolis, they would kill to have the Schuster Center. There's nothing like that, or a historical theater like the Victoria, or even small creative spaces.
But it wasn't just the beautiful buildings. Sutton says the statistics spoke to him, too.
I like numbers. I'm a total analytics person, which is funny for an arts administrator, but I really do appreciate the data. And as I looked at the numbers, I saw this incredible momentum happening in Dayton that maybe isn't the story people hear all the time. But the numbers told me there is momentum for the economy and for people, for residential living downtown, that I wanted to be here for the beginning of and not the tail end, to help create that and create programming and change how our programming looks as well, which is what I enjoy the most.
Russell Florence Jr. has been an arts journalist in Dayton for almost 20 years now. At a local coffee shop, he says Sutton is coming to the Victoria Theater Association at a good time.
When you really think about the importance of the VTA, when you think about them bringing in $28.6 million and having that economic impact just last season, they know they're on the right track.
Florence says that Ty Sutton's predecessor, Ken Neufeld, increased the VTA's visibility and popularity by bringing in new series, like the National Geographic series and the Speakers series. He also points to the recently opened PNC Arts Annex, a smaller space that allows the VTA to serve smaller audiences.
I think it's important to try to build the audience for the next generation. How do you get kids involved in the arts, especially since so many arts programming in schools are being cut? And I think that the Victoria Theatre Association could really benefit from that arts annex to take what they want to do further.
Florence says the biggest challenge for Sutton might be deciding what he wants to do differently, what his legacy will be. To that end, Sutton seems to have a plan, which is to give the people what they want and lots of it.
It'll be different in our programming. You'll have a lot of one-night shows that we haven't had in the past. You'll see tremendous growth in the use of the Victoria Theater and presenting shows and comics and spoken word, jazz, gospel, bluegrass, like you name it. It'll be pretty broad. And so my programming does look different.
While the game plan may sound simple, offer a wide variety of fare and pick the proper theater to make sure the shows are profitable, Sutton says the VTA's real challenge may be getting people up off their couches.
Our competition and my biggest fear is two things. It's technology and apathy. It is so easy now to just sit on your iPad anywhere in the world and say, you know what, I'll just stay here and watch this. We isolate ourselves. We go through a drone-like state. We don't share experiences with each other anymore. It used to be to see something, we went somewhere all together. The arts is one place that those shared experiences can still thrive. But we need to find a way to keep connecting to audiences that overwhelm those urges to just stay home and not participate.
On February 28th, Sutton and the VTA are announcing a whole new batch of shows. Shows that he hopes will get people in the Miami Valley to leave their homes and to come downtown together. For Culture Couch at WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.